Enrollment was lower than expected in the Park City School District this year, with 37 fewer students than last year. They had predicted they would grow by 44 students this year. Business Administrator Todd Hauber said the overall impact will require a budget adjustment.
October 1 counts came in at 4,780 students. That's 81 short of what we had projected. We had projected to be in at 4,861. When you look into the numbers specifically, the variance on the projection happens in the kindergarten and first grade levels. So we had fewer kindergarten and first graders come into the system than we had forecasted. It does have a fiscal impact, because these are the official numbers that go into the state that they then fund from. So we'll probably be coming in under our revenue budget by $280,000.
The South Summit School District had an increase of 42 students, which is 3.49% over last year. They have a total of 1,693 students in the district. Business Administrator Kip Bigelow said the increase was anticipated. The district is updating their enrollment master plan to incorporate new developments. They will present the findings during the December 12th board meeting. Bigelow said all the schools are at capacity and the school board is discussing a capital bond initiative for 2019. Silver Creek Village and a development in Francis are two projects that will impact enrollment more than the 3.5% growth they've had in the last several years.
Well, obviously, student enrollment is the driving factor. So that's one of the reasons we're updating this, is to make sure we have current and the most accurate information that we can get. Currently, the schools located in Camas are pretty much at capacity, so any new growth, we feel that impact in those schools. There's just no room to grow. Even our library at the high school had to be divided and turned into some classrooms. We're just out of room to educate students there.
The North Summit District in Colville has a student population of 1,079. They have about 30, or 3.24%, more students enrolled this year than last year. Business Administrator Julie Black said much of their increase this year came from kindergarten enrollment, with an additional 17 students, bringing the cohort up to 84 in total. New subdivisions are planned in Colville, and the district will see continued growth. The school board has contracted with Lewis Young to do a growth study to begin after the election in November.
And the reason for that, there's something on the ballot to do with Hoytville becoming annexed into Colville. And so we feel that that could play some part in our growth. If that happens, there could be people in Hoytville that are selling land that could be sold to developers. And so once that is completed, then a company we've selected to do our analysis will begin that after those election results.
Wasatch School District has 7,040 students this year. They've grown an average of 3% a year since 1991. They've hired the California firm Davis Demographics to do growth studies, and Business Administrator Keith Johansson said results of the study will be available in the next few months. He said eventually they will need a new high school, although for now they have extra space at a vacated older school building near the existing high school.
I can't imagine a bigger decision for a school board than where and when to put a new high school. Wasatch County has always been one high school. And, you know, when you split a county in half that is as tight as this community is, it's gonna be a very fun decision for the board. Boundaries of school, things like that, those are huge decisions for the board. Usually there's a series of hearings that we would hold at each of the schools, you know, so that we get, you know, as much public input as we can. And then the board has to make the final decision, but they will look for as much input from the public as absolutely possible.
The North Summit, South Summit, and Wasatch school districts will not require budget adjustments based on this year's enrollment numbers. Park City will have to cut the budget by a little over $250,000 to accommodate for the drop in projected enrollment. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.